Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The president's heading back from the G7 summit in Italy, but CBS's Natalie Brand tells us he's making a stop on the West Coast before coming back to the White House.
President Biden arrives in Los Angeles this morning for a star-studded fundraiser later today with former President Obama, Jimmy Kimmel, George Clooney, and Julia Roberts. Both President Biden and presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump are trying to replenish their campaign coffers as this race enters a critical next phase.
The Supreme Court struck down a Trump-era ban on bump stocks. CBS's Willie James Inman with details.
Writing for the majority, Justice Clarence Thomas detailed how the ATF on more than 10 separate occasions and over several administrations concluded that a semi-automatic rifle equipped with a bump stock is not a machine gun because it cannot fire more than one shot by a single function of the trigger. Justice Sonia Sotomayor and the dissent sharply disagreed, stressing a rifle equipped with a bump stock can fire at a rate of 400 to 800 rounds per minute.
Following the high court's decision, President Biden called on Congress to ban bump stocks and pass an assault weapons ban. Today is the 12th anniversary of DACA. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was established by the Obama administration in 2012. With immigration among the top issues for voters heading into the election, CBS News has learned that the Biden administration's preparing to offer legal status to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens and have lived in the U.S. for 10 years. You ready to sweat? Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass says it is going to get hot.
Prepare for the heat. It is on starting tomorrow, but really Monday, we're going to be flirting with records here. We're not just above average. Temperatures well into the 90s, approaching 100 degrees in some cities and towns. And then the Northeast, we're flirting with records by the time we get towards Tuesday.
It will be hot and sticky at festivals this weekend, celebrating Juneteenth, commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S. Lauren Corbett's late mother co-founded the Tulsa Juneteenth Festival.
I want people to be able to come out and to be able to live freely as they are and just enjoy what we've worked so hard to put together.
A whole lot of love for Britain's Princess of Wales.
Kate's come to see us all, and she's thanked us all, and we thank you too, Kate, and we love you very much.
Kate Middleton made her first public appearance since she was diagnosed with cancer 6 months ago. She attended a military parade celebrating the king's birthday. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. When Wisconsin farmers aren't working on corn, soy, or ginseng, there's a growing movement to plant cover crops. Mike Moen takes us over the border into Minnesota.
Cover crops are plants grown between commodity crops to prevent soil erosion and nitrates from flowing into nearby waterways, harming water quality and natural resources. John Stevens has adopted the practice for his farm operation north of the Twin Cities.
There's been years that we've had just phenomenal corn yields while you're standing in 10 to 12 inches of beautiful oat grass, and we did it with reduced fertilizer inputs.
He says that's good news for local creeks that connect with the St. Croix River. The latest Census of Agriculture released this year showed a 17% increase in cover crop acreage compared to 2017. There are federal programs administered by the USDA that help cover expenses for farmers who agree to plant cover crops. Stephen says they have become more flexible, but he suggests certain types of messaging to convince those still on the fence.
Sign up a 5 or 10 acre parcel and get your cover crops perfected on that 5 or 10 acres, and then you can just step into full scale.
Stevens indicates that approach might help avoid turning off farmers who run into obstacles after making big cover crop investments. There's also research indicating this practice doesn't always translate to higher yields. But he says that way of thinking needs some fine-tuning.
We've been taught decades of maximize your yield, And it's like, nope, that system doesn't work that way. You're going to reduce tillage costs.
This is Mike Moen for Minnesota News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 71. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 63. On your Sunday, mostly sunny with highs near 85. 88 and sunny on your Monday. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 86. Slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm.
Currently 59 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic Piet Levy, who joins the show to discuss all things Summerfest. We will also discuss the resurgence of the summer box office.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Well, I'm coming face to face with my conscience. Coming to understand myself. Clear out all the old cobwebs.
2024. That's right, June 15th, 2024. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha, Hour 2. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the WAUK studios in the old NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And I am joined by my guests from the first hour who are with me throughout, a really impressive group of young men known as the Nunchucks. And they have brought punk rock back to the scene. And again, I mention this because historically, we can now think of punk rock as like an older genre, kind of like those oldies rock and roll from like the 50s or, you know, disco in the 70s. But even though, like I said, people, their perception of punk is it's young, it's edgy, it's, which we say, challenging authority. And it's, very contrarian. And like I said, these guys, they discovered it thanks to Anthony's dad, Anthony Duzinski from Banting Park, proud to be my neighborhood. And his dad got him into the Misfits, and the rest of the guys, including frontman Evan Bendix, and followed suit. And Jesse Kellner, who's laughing at me now. And, my man Cruz. Cruz, what's your last name again? Cruz Perez. No relation to one of my baseball heroes, Tony Perez, I imagine. Very common name, but had to mention that. That's a big fan of the Big Red Machine, so. Yeah, and Evan is a baseball player. You could do like punk rock songs about baseball, or Anthony, punk rock songs about football. That could become anthems for certain teams.
Yeah.
So we mentioned in the first segment. Oh, and also thanks for the call from Greg Triple G Wansnyder. He invited the band to meet them at a coffee cafe here in downtown, and they agreed to do it. So they're going to check out, see if Triple G can help them with some booking some gigs. It's some pretty high-profile venues, too, I might say. So thank you again for that. And we're going to, any minute now, Rich LoCascio is going to be calling in from the Civic Media app, or at least we hope so. Is he already here? Okay. Before we put Rich on, though, I want to say I'm regretting that I'm missing the farmer's market because I'm going to be in Kenosha for my daughter's softball tournament this morning. They had a couple big wins yesterday, including a come-from-behind 7-3 victory. They had 7 runs all in one inning. It's fantastic, but Rich, are you there?
What's going on, Don?
My man, Rich.
Don, what is going on, my friend? How you doing?
Very well. Thanks for making the trek up from Racine, WJRN, yeah, which is you put a lot of your focus. And
absolutely.
So what's going on over there at our favorite farmer's market?
Well, I tell you what, you couldn't have picked a better day for this, Don. It is picture perfect out here. The sun is shining. You got a few clouds in the sky. It's not overly hot. I tell you what, you're going to enjoy yourself down here. So we're going to be here until noon this afternoon. So get down here. There's a whole bunch of different vendors out here. We're here at WAUK. So it's a great time. We got a bunch of people out here already. So, and also I could tell you that we're giving away some tickets today for the Wisconsin State Fair and also
fantastic
Brew City Wrestling Show tonight.
And that's another reason you're in town, right? Will you be doing the emceeing at the event?
I wish that was the case. My mentor, Scott Wisniewski, the regular ring announcer for Bruce City Wrestling, will be doing the show tonight, but I will be sitting front row with the rest of the rabid fans of Bruce City Wrestling. So it's going to be a great show tonight. It starts at 7:30, doors open at 6:45.
Fantastic. I think that's you have a lot to look for. You have a full day then, don't you, Rich?
I always keep myself busy, except on Sundays.
Have you had a chance to do the walk around the farmer's market to see any good any exhibitors?
Not yet, but okay. I tell you what, just from what I see from my vantage point here, it's gorgeous out here. Again, there's a ton of vendors out here. Right across from us here at WAUK, there's a bread place, and I tell you what, I'm a bagel aficionado, so it looks kind of tempting right now. So
check it out, So yeah, please do, because I know you'll be calling in about the 8:35 mark, so we want to get some updates on what people can look for when they come today. And this is your first time at our Waukesha Farmers Market, right?
That is correct.
So that's great. We love to have an outside perspective and see some things that could be interesting to you that a lot of times we either take for granted or many of us that haven't been in the farmer's market in a while just didn't know existed.
Absolutely.
So terrific. Well, I'm really glad for the check-in. I'm glad you're in town. I'm sorry we won't be able to connect today, but you and I definitely need to connect soon. And well, we will for sure at the beginning of the second half hour here, and looking forward to some great updates. And welcome back to the Shaw, Rich LoCascio.
Hey, appreciate it, Tom. Thank you so much.
You bet. So, and you know, the station that Rich works out of and devotes a lot of his time, WRJN in Racine, went back to their old format where it's strictly news and music, the traditional radio station of the good old days. And they've got a great, great lineup of music. It's fantastic. You tune in at any time from the Civic Media app. So, a lot of times I do it when I'm bored or if I'm in the car and my kids, unfortunately, my wife, are enjoying country music. I put the old earbuds on and I tune into WRJN. And hey, if you do like country music, my idea of country music's Johnny Cash. So I don't want to diss all of country music. I do respect what Taylor Swift is doing and did like Shania Twain. She's kind of from my neck of the woods there. She's from Ontario. I grew up a little south of there. But another one of our stations out of, I believe, is the Bulls Falls. And do you know this, Max? Is all one of the stations we have is all country. I'm going to check my notes here, but you really owe it to yourself to check out, download the app and check out all the different. Oh yes, it's a 98Q Country Park Falls, 105.5 WIRI Wisconsin Rapids and WRCO Richland Center, or 95.7 St. Croix Country. They're all in the free Civic Media app. So if country's your jam, you got a lot of great selections. And these guys do a great job giving you just, not just the top, 40 hit. It's a lot of the real obscure stuff that's really enjoyable. They really do their homework on this. And I am a fan of bluegrass. And so it's neat when they throw in, the country can be a very wide enough genre. You can include some of that bluegrass stuff that I like. And check it out. So it's all good. And I'm really, really proud to have that in our Civic Media portfolio. So again, we're here with the Chucks, the Nunchucks, excuse me. So, but I like giving nicknames like, Max is from the Boo, a Baraboo. So, but Nunchucks, how'd you come up with the name?
All right. So basically we've had like a million different names. We couldn't decide on anything. And like we're thinking like something Chucks, but then we're at lunch one day. Jesse was just go with the Nunchucks, and that's it. There's no cool story behind it, sadly.
I love it. Well, hey, I shout out to my good friend Terry Thieme, who just texted in. Happy good morning to you, Don. Great show as always. Thanks so much, Terry. My predecessor in the city council, who is in his second term as a Waukesha County supervisor and doing a great job, and just really one of the great members of our community, 30 years as a Waukesha policeman and well over a decade now of public service with our city council, and now in his second term with the County Board of Supervisors. So all the best to Terry. And I wonder if Terry is a punk rock fan. I didn't picture him as that, but I will say we talked about the name Nunchucks. And my little story was in high school we did have kind of a classic both sides of the track between two different kind of social groups in our town, and our motorheads or greasers, whatever you call them, for any fans of the Outsiders, and we may be the only community in America, they were called Gaunches. Don't ask me where that name came from or whatever. Our town was founded by Quakers. That was our school nickname, and there's still a Quaker meeting house in town that's well over 200 years old, and so the Socs, if you will, were the Quakers. And well, there was a high school dance, and because fall, you know, and a buddy of mine made nunchucks for people, and I showed up hiding my nunchucks, and I was in the bathroom showing off to one of my friends, and Mr. Rivers, one of the math teachers who was chaperoning the event, came in, and he's like, "Don, can I have the nunchucks?" And took away. Luckily, I didn't get suspended or get in any trouble for that, because I mean, those are weapons, they're serious weapons. But I think it makes a cool name for a punk rock band, because it kind of represents some of that teen angst or that. I mean, they're obviously weapons, so, and learning how to use them can be fun too. Just don't, you can crack a few ribs if you don't, or even get a concussion if you're not careful. So, and maybe I had all of those undiagnosed in my nunchuck training days. So, but yeah, no real story behind it. None of you use nunchucks or ever tried them before?
Anthony's a big nunchucks guy. Always plays around with them.
Out there in the backyard on Atlantic?
I do not have any nunchucks.
Love it, so. So your weapons of mass destruction, though, are your instruments. That's fair to say. So, yeah, we have to figure out, you know, kind of an impromptu backyard party for you guys to jam and capture that. Maybe Max can have a hand in that. So, no, I'm really looking forward to hearing more stuff. And if the spirit moves you to do something kind of a cappella or sing, you know, we're all for that, too. I know, no pressure. So we didn't tell him to bring any instruments. I don't know if we have the space for it. So, but, hey, also, man, you know, when I was talking about nunchucks and about, my town was founded by, Quakers, my hometown was actually part of the Underground Railroad. And so it's a really cool history behind that. And I mentioned that because, Juneteenth is approaching, and, Civic Media has some good coverage for that. And, you know, that celebrates the emancipation of, African-Americans from slavery. And it started in Texas when people found out 2 years after the fact about the Emancipation Proclamation and with the war's end, and it turned into a big celebration. But check it out. Our Waukesha County Technical College has a virtual event you should check out. There's also Milwaukee's home of one of the longest running Juneteenth Day celebrations in the country. It'll be televised live on TMJ4 from 9 to 11. And there's actually a parade. From 9 to 11, I believe that's on June 19th, with 100-plus participants. And Black Holocaust Museum also has events going on through that. So check it out. Some great American history, not just African-American history, but American history and so on. More to talk about here, including our next one of our guest visitors coming in, Frankie DeFalco, and some details on the upcoming 4th of July Independence Day celebrations here in the Shaw. As this week in Waukesha continues on WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM, The Shaw, and don't forget the Civic Media app. Shaw!
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. Max Inc. Radio.
He can play it all, and we'll challenge Graham Marlowe to it when he's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy King.
Weekend evenings on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, you're listening to This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, and that's Cracker with Happy Birthday. And it is my birthday, so happy birthday to me. And one of the best birthday presents I could ask for is from my good friend Rich LoCascio, manning the farmer's market, who delivered to us here in studio wrestling legend, wrestling immortal, Frankie DeFalco. Frankie, lean in here so we can catch you on the stream yard. And here, take the mic, man. You're the host now.
Good morning. How are you? Don, happy birthday. Do I get to chop you?
What's that?
Do I get to chop you now for a birthday present?
Maybe. Let's, at the end of the discussion, all right, because I know you gave me a great headlock last time. And so
yeah,
I'm going to chop the out of you. Now that we got Dr. Daytona Crebo in town, chiropractor, I can get some immediate assistance.
Absolutely.
Here,
but, hey, Tyler, thanks for filling me in that I'm on live today.
Love it. Yeah, thanks. Tyler, yeah, Silly Putty. When you're the one who gave me that name, yep. Silly Putty. Yep. Love it. So, Frankie, besides celebrating my birthday, what brings you to Waukesha today?
We have a great professional wrestling show tonight at the Elks Lodge.
The Elks Lodge on Springdale Road.
2301 Springdale Road, bell time is 7:30. We'll have seven great matches tonight. Doors open at 6:45. The food and beverages start at 6 p.m., come on out early. Tickets are available at the door. Ringside is sold out now. But, yeah, it's going to be a great show tonight.
It's hey, Mighty Max, how's Frank sounding? He sounding good? Thumbs up. I love it. Of course. Good deal. Here, lean down a little lower so we get in the screen here.
With my bad back, you're going to make me do this. You should give me your chair.
You're going to give me a bad back in a second here. So, yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, you're right. Here, take the chair. Frankie DeFalco, jump in.
See, guys, this is what you call seniority.
That's it. So, Frankie, Are you much of a punk rock fan at all?
Not one bit. Yeah. I thought these kids were soccer players when I walked in.
You know, one of them is. Yeah, Jesse here, Jesse okay. Kellner. But their music, though, it gets raucous. There's, like, when I saw them play at a high school auditorium, there was a mosh pit.
Really?
Yeah, so it'd be great music for wrestling, I think.
Really, I don't think so.
You don't get the fans.
I prefer diarrhea.
Oh, all right.
But hey, if they can play good,
yeah,
and I can hear them, maybe they can perform at a Bruce City wrestling show.
There you go. How fun would that be?
All about supporting the locals and everything here in Waukesha.
They get a reaction, too. So,
absolutely.
What kind of music do you like?
Anything I can dance to.
All right.
So I don't know if what they do I can dance
to.
You can dance.
You can dance to it?
Yeah. You can dance.
All right.
You get groovy.
There you go.
Yeah, it's just kind of what you describe as a more distorted form of rock and roll.
Alternative type?
So, yep. Alternative type.
Yeah.
So, real heavy stuff.
Very nice. Very nice. You guys all from Waukesha?
Yeah.
Waukesha South High School. Go Black Shirts.
So you guys know Tyler? You know Tyler.
They know Putty.
Yeah, we know Putty.
Yeah. So yeah.
Good friend of mine.
Evan played baseball with Tyler and I think in different capacities.
Very nice. They're both catchers too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
good. When did you graduate?
I'm still in high school.
Next year?
You are?
Senior. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, good luck to you guys.
Oh, great stuff.
How long you guys been together with the band?
Cruz joined not too long ago, like a couple months ago, and then me and Anthony figured this out like 2 years ago, and we were just messing around in my room for a long time, and then not like that.
Go ahead, Evan.
And then Jesse, we were trying to convince him to join for like a whole year, and then we just tried playing as cover band for a while, and then last year we decided to lock in and start writing some music.
And they're making some headway. So, Evan, and Anthony live in my neighborhood, Banting Park, which you may know is a, yep, not a bad, yep, walk to, yep, the Elks Lodge.
It is. If you guys aren't doing that tonight, yeah, so, you know, all about supporting the locals here in Waukesha.
Yeah, maybe if they sneak in their amps and their instruments, they might be able to get
you
a
You never know what can happen at a Bruce City, yeah, Wrestling show.
Exactly. Or maybe even someone in the parking lot to get people fired up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good deal. Well, yes. How are we doing on time there, Mighty Max? 4 minutes. Yeah, so we still got plenty of time. What else?
Excellent.
Any other gigs this summer we should know about for Bruce City?
Summerfest, June 29th and July 6th. We're going to be all over the state of Wisconsin. In fact, we just had a show last Saturday in, nice, Naperville, Illinois. So
in the noise.
Yes. The word is out there about Bruce City Wrestling. We're going on for 20-plus years now. So things are going very, very well for us. This will be another great summer as well.
Nice. We had, you'll appreciate this. I was at a indoor softball tournament, my daughter's club, about, might have been February. And I run into an old friend, a girl I used to work with, and her husband is the grandson of the Crusher.
Oh,
legendary, nice, wrestler. Did you know him at all in your early days?
Yeah. I did know him. In fact, I was honored to be a pallbearer at his funeral.
Wow. That's really,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So, yep, but, yeah, so it's quite likely or possible they could erect a statue to you someday here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but you never know.
Sure. Yeah. Now, will you be out there, or are you just more of a promoter?
My last match was this past January.
Okay.
It was War Games, two rings, one cage.
What a way to go out.
It's the only way to go out, going out on top, and it was a great match. Great,
that's
show.
Fantastic.
Over 700 people filled the, wow, Elks Lodge that night for my send-off, so it was good.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So now you work merely in a promotional capacity.
I'm the man that runs the show.
Yeah, that's, yes, got to be fun,
yes,
too.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
That's great. Yeah,
7:30 tonight at the Elks Lodge. Doors open at 6:45. Get there early for some great food and drinks.
Come early, come often. And I know you did some gigs over at Waukesha South. That's the first time you were on the show. You had a gig. That's,
yes,
a great venue,
that was
for
Tyler.
For Tyler.
Tyler Pudliner, that's for, right, his benefit show. Yeah,
yeah.
It was a good time.
So would it be possible that if we get Dan Schreier involved, the athletic director, he would book you a Bruce City event back at Waukesha South again?
Why not? I mean,
yeah,
he's got one more year over at the school. Let's do something for the kids.
That would be a combined punk rock and wrestling.
Heck, like, yeah. That could
be, at the same time.
Yeah. You guys can start to, every time there's an intermission, before the show, intermission, and afterwards, rock the house out.
It reminds me, and we're around the same age. There was a MTV did it when they had music in the 80s. They had Rowdy Roddy Piper and Cyndi Lauper, and there was, like,
yeah,
a fight. It was wrestling against rock or something,
right,
like that. It was a really fun thing.
Yep.
It was all over the TV. And Rowdy, I hate my MTV.
Yep. And that's what started with Hulk Hogan and Mr. T against
that's right,
Piper and Orndorff.
Yeah, yeah. So
WrestleMania.
We could conceptualize something really fun here with the Nunchucks,
yeah,
and Frankie DeFalco and Bruce City Wrestling.
Is that the name of the group?
The Nunchucks. I know
the
how
nunchucks.
About that. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Hey, anything else we haven't covered here in the couple of minutes we have left that people,
yeah,
have to know about?
Go to the website, BruceCityWrestling.com. You'll see all of our upcoming shows there throughout the year and the places that we're going to be at. So it's a good place to be.
Sounds great.
It's family show, no swearing, no nothing, but
yeah
you're going to be very, very happy.
Sounds great. Frankie DeFalco, Bruce City Wrestling. Check him out. Check the event tonight. 7:30 doors open, or 6:45 doors open. Bell ring 7:30,
yep,
at the Elks Lodge. And more to come. Rich Lacoste is going to come back from the farmers market, and the conversation continues with the Nunchucks here on This Week in Waukesha, WUK 5:40 a.m. 101.1 FM. The Shaw.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. In Florida yesterday, former President Trump celebrated his 78th birthday at a campaign event while taking aim at President Biden.
The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election of 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024.
Vice President Kamala Harris reacting to the Supreme Court's decision striking down a ban on bump stocks.
Gun violence is the number one cause of death of the children of America. Not cancer, not car accidents, gun violence. So voters have a choice in November.
After days of heavy rain and flooding, Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Kass tells us while the worst of it's over, southern Florida's getting soaked still.
More showers and storms to get through, South Florida especially, so flooding still cannot be ruled out between now and tomorrow morning.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A wild finish, but the Brewers lose. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 6-5 to the Reds. Milwaukee trying to come back to win in the bottom of the ninth. Two outs, men on second and third. Blake Perkins at bat, deciding to try to bunt instead of swing away. But the ball popped up 20 feet, caught by the pitcher. The Reds play-by-play on Bally Sports.
Bunt popped up!
There's going to be these moments. That's kind of like a youthful moment. No, it makes no sense. But, you know, I love this kid, man. And I know it's tearing him up inside worse than anyone.
So why bunt instead of swing away? Blake Perkins.
I thought it was a higher percentage play for me. I just was trying not to be the hero. Obviously, it was a mistake.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WAUK Weather is sponsored by Planet X in Brookfield, stocked with the freshest cigars at the best prices, 173rd and West Blue Mound Road.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 71, partly cloudy tonight, a low of 63. On your Sunday, mostly sunny with highs near 85. 88 and sunny on your Monday. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 86, slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm.
Currently 59 degrees.
Introducing Brookfield's newest cigar and vape shop, Planet X. They have endless options with their wide variety of products. Experience luxury in their expansive cigar room, stocked with only the freshest cigars. And the best part? Planet X offers the cheapest prices in Brookfield. Open to serve you Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until midnight, and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Come in today for cigars, vapes, and much more at Planet X.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win win. Join us, all that and more, review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Just because, you know, he'd want to see this.
so badly, and he'd want to talk about it. His own words can do better than any of mine. Hear now a tribute to our friend Tim Russert.
I thought I would grow up in Buffalo, and if I got real lucky, I'd have a chance to go to college, maybe even law school, and then be a good lawyer here or a good teacher here. And that would be the extent of fulfilling my dream.
From the humblest of beginnings, he rose to one of the most powerful positions in journalism, always asking the questions the country wanted to ask and getting the answers the country deserved to know.
You know, you can be heard. You can reach out beyond the boundaries of South Buffalo. When I became moderator of Meet the Press...
Hey, listen to This Week in Waukesha. And every year I do this. That's a heartfelt tribute to hometown hero from the same neighborhood where I was born, where my parents were born and raised. In fact, he grew up in the same street as my mom. That's Tim Russert, who died in 2008 on June 13th, died this week. And June 15th, my birthday, actually back home, is known as Tim Russert Day as a tribute to him, and really one of the great champions in media and journalism. And were he alive today, I strongly believe that a lot of the disinformation and a lot of the craziness going on in media would not stand. As the dude would say in The Big Lebowski, that aggression would not stand if Tim Russert were still here and he's finally remembered. And I believe him to be an inspiration to the civic media concept too, about delivering honest local news and hearing all sides. And so thank you. And hey, I also, we've got Rich LoCascio, who's been waiting patiently from the farmer's market, from the WAUK exhibit. And it's his, how should we say it? His maiden voyage at our beloved farmer's market, coming from Racine. Rich, how you doing, man?
Good, Don. How are you?
Good. Thank you for that birthday present with the deliverance of wrestling legend Frankie DeFalco. I know the nunchucks here were rather impressed, and they may be working with him to do a cross-promotional thing at Waukesha South. We could have some punk rock and wrestling.
As I mentioned, absolutely. No, Frankie's a good friend of mine. I mean, he puts on a great show every month at the Waukesha Elks Lodge. As I mentioned, we're giving away some Bruce City Wrestling Father's Day Fandemonium tickets for tonight's show. So all you got to do, show up at the farmer's market. We have tickets for that. We have tickets for Wisconsin State Fair. So, you know, we'd love for you guys, if you're not busy this Saturday morning, come on out. We'll be here until noon. We're having a great time already.
That's great. Any unique produce you've come across that people can't miss out on? Or other...
organic ketchup. Organic nice. Ketchup. I mean, I'll tell you, Don, I'm a chicken nuggets guy. Like, you know, nuggets.
Who is it?
So,
I bet the nunchucks are chicken nuggets guys.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, whether it be ketchup, barbecue sauce, or even sriracha sauce, like just something just this. To, yeah. You know, stimulate the palate. Like, I'm looking at this organic ketchup. It looks pretty solid. And then I mentioned the bread. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different vendors out here, and it's representing the Waukesha community the best way possible, this farmer's market. So, and you said the maiden voyage. You're absolutely right. This is my first time here, and I'll be here until noon, and, you know, it's going to be a great time.
That sounds great. Rich LoCascio, thanks for all that you do for civic media, and thanks for representing us today at the farmer's market.
Absolutely.
I think you're going to make a lot of new friends and lots of fun tonight at the Bruce City Wrestling at the Elks Lodge. Doors open at 6:45. Good tickets still available. So, thanks again, Rich. We'll look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thank you again, Don. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And more birthday wishes continue from my good friend and resident counsel here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, James Santel. Jim filled in for me in the last half hour of my show so that I could make my son Evan's graduation last week, and I could watch Cruz graduate here, Cruz Perez, member of the Nunchucks. And Jim has graced my guest again with these delicious pastries, eclairs, from Glorioso's on Brady Street. And so Jim, he spares no great expense, and we're so grateful for all that he does. His show, Amicus is the real name, a law review, but I call it Atticus as my ode to Jim Santel, who embodies the spirit of Atticus Finch. And You know, Jim gives a lot of history in his show, and so he'd be impressed to know that Gregory Peck's legacy continues to inspire actors and audiences alike, with his performances being celebrated for their depth and authenticity. Gregory Peck, of course, was the lead role, or played Atticus Fitch in the To Kill a Mockingbird movie. And he passed away this week on June 12th, 2003. But his impact on the world of cinema and activism lives on. And again, nobody, I don't know if anybody really embodies that more than Jim Santel on the activism side. So we're really glad here. And, you know, Jim's also a man of performing arts. So I think he would also appreciate the work that these young musicians are doing with their punk rock band, the Nunchucks. So, and hey, before we get these guys on, before I put them on the spot, Terry Thieme replied. He says he's more of an oldies rock country music listener, but I think the Nunchucks could put together a couple covers. I think that would, as a nice ode to Terry, maybe one of their local performances. So, and Terry says also, thank you for your kind words. Also, good luck to your daughter in softball today. That's right. That's the ESA Suffragettes down there in Kenosha. They went 2-0 yesterday with a 7-5 victory in the first game against a team from Warren, Illinois, which is right on the Wisconsin border there, about maybe an hour or two east of Galena. And then they played another team from St. Charles, Illinois, and they were down 3-0 and came back with 7 runs in the pretty much the last inning to win it. It was a really impressive display. So I look forward to getting down there after the show and in time for game 2, maybe catch the ending of game 1. But another question came in from Evan's father, Justin Ben Dixon. He's listening to the show. Hello, Justin. And he wants to know, what's the boys' favorite concert that they've been to? What variety of bands have they seen?
My favorite show I've ever been to was the Pantera show last summer.
Pantera.
Yeah.
And that's Anthony Dzinski. Where'd you see him at?
The amphitheater, the American Family Amphitheater, or something like that.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. All right, Cruz Perez, you're up.
I don't think I've been to a single concert, like, ever in my life. Like, it's so wow. sad. Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to one, so I hope I can go to one soon, though.
To borrow from,
only local shows.
To borrow from Uncle Argyle and Braveheart, that's something we'll have to remedy.
Cruz is only a local shows kind of guy.
That's all right. Yeah. You know, some of the best fun I've had, I've been to local shows.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed.
So I'm a fan of the Grateful Dead, and like I've had probably is more fun watching Dead cover bands in local bars than I ever did seeing the Dead live. Not that those weren't amazing and I had a lot of fun, but when you get to see a really great cover band that knows what they're doing, it's a real treat. So you're all right there. And there's a lot of great opportunities here in Waukesha. And hey, and while we're on the topic, I want to give a shout out to Danny Faustman, who was a guest on my show a couple of years ago, and his Guitar for Life Studios is they're under some renovations, but he was out there. I think his band was doing a gig over at Salty's during Friday Night Live, and he was celebrating an anniversary for his, I believe it was 17 years or something. I apologize if I got that wrong, Danny, but congratulations to you and all that you do for Waukesha music. So, how about you, Jesse Kellner of the Waukesha Kellners?
Yeah, so my favorite show was last year, Harley-Davidson Fest. Me and Evan went to see the Foo Fighters. We were standing
That's
there
right.
to secure our spot for about 6 hours. More than that? Yeah.
Okay. I dig it.
Had a sprint to the spot.
So, while we're talking Foo Fighters, I got to show you guys a really cool picture from a cousin of mine, lives in Washington, D.C., I think she works for the U.S. Senate, and she was at an event recently. If I can find the picture here, bear with me a moment, gang. I might have just passed it already. I almost included it on my post, but, you know, just wasn't very Waukesha-ish. But the music, for sure, very much is. So, well, you know, I'll have to show them during the break because I can't dig it up right now. But it's a picture of Dave Grohl with my cousin Kate. At an event down in D.C. area. Very, very cool brush with greatness, in my opinion. So I've seen a lot of different bands. I saw Grateful Dead 7 times, saw R.E.M. twice in college. I was a huge R.E.M. fan. Great, amazing live act. And, in fact, yeah, they played the Fox Theater in Detroit, which is very much like the Pabst here. And it was during the Life's Rich Pageant Tour, one of my favorite albums from the 80s. And for their encore, they came out. It was just Michael Stipe and Mike Mills, and they did just a solo, no instruments or anything, of Moon River. So the Andy Williams classic that's featured in Breakfast at Tiffany's. And that was pretty cool. But I also saw U2 at the Pontiac Silver Dome during the Joshua Tree tour. That was incredible. That was an amazing show. And the one time I saw, first time I saw the Grateful Dead, they opened up for Bob Dylan and Tom Petty, who toured together one year. And that was really cool. Of course, Tom Petty's band really stole the show, especially their guitarist, Mike Campbell or Dave Campbell, amazing lead guitarist. So, but saw NXS after my freshman year of college, and that my brother that I went with, two of my brothers, my one brother who's been to a lot more concerts than me swears that was the best live show he'd ever saw. And I mention that because Evan Bendixson bears a strong resemblance to the Michael Hutchins, the late lead singer of NXS. So, so Evan's been given his homework assignment to learn more about them. So, Max, you seen any good live shows?
I saw Kid Laroi last year in Madison. Okay. But nice. To add on to the REM point, they actually just had reunited. I think it was actually last night after 17 years.
Oh wow! The whole band?
Yeah, they got inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Very cool.
So it was the first time that they had played together in 17 years.
Wow. You know, I want to mention, I'm glad you mentioned Songwriters Hall of Fame because I'm really down on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Until Warren Zevon is inducted, the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is a fraud. I lobbied heavily for his induction and lost. But I think there's somebody on the committee, I think it was a former editor of Rolling Stone, just really has a whinge about Warren Zevon. And I think it's not just. And I think he needs to be inducted posthumously. And you guys also need to learn your Warren Zevon as well, too, guys. That's another homework assignment. But found the picture of Dave Grohl with my cousin Kate.
Nice.
Pretty cool. So, and thanks again for that question, Justin Bendixson Evans. So, your dad could also be kind of a manager for the group, huh? As resourceful as he is.
Yeah, he could. Good, knows a lot of people.
So, sounds something. So, hey, I want to switch gears for a second because I mentioned the Juneteenth commemorations coming up. And I want to give Max a chance to talk about it. There was an event that happened in Baraboo that might have been national news. And obviously, we're not making any defense. We're not defending what that individual did on the stage. The optics just looked awful. But Max had some insights that, you know, he wants to emphasize that this is not a reflection on the community where he was born and raised.
Yeah, so it was during Baraboo High School's graduation. Yep. This year, an incident involving the superintendent and a parent from one of the students who was graduating, who the parent ran up onto the stage and pushed the superintendent out of the way.
Who's African-American.
Preventing the superintendent is.
Yes.
He ran up onto the stage preventing his daughter from shaking hands with the superintendent. And national and international media played it as a racially motivated act against the superintendent. Now, again, we're not here to, you know, we're not here to speculate.
Yeah.
But during interviews with police, with Baraboo police, it was revealed that it was not a racially motivated incident and more an incident that the parent had with the school.
It was a personal.
It was more of a personal thing with the super, not necessarily the superintendent,
sure,
but with
sure.
the school and the board itself.
Okay. Sure.
An article from WISN revealed this, but this was well after the fact, and not many people have read into this at this point.
And of course, the media seized on it because about 4 years earlier, there was a class of, like, maybe a senior class or some
was
of these.
Junior prom class of. I don't know what year it was
2019
exactly.
or 18, and they had like their arms out, you know, the Heil Hitler kind of salute or something like that, and it just
got misrepresented as a wave, but again, national media saw the picture, and unfortunately, that's what it looked like.
In general, the people of Baraboo, are, you know, that they don't condone something like that
or these things.
So
Baraboo is one of the most tightly knit communities that you're going to find in all of the state of Wisconsin. Yeah. And there is a lot more to Baraboo than what you see on international media in the last few years.
Yep. So, and I think it's just, if there's a good coaching moment, and I know we'll continue this conversation, but just like everyone could benefit from some good public relations training because of the optics of our actions and how it could be misperceived. So as this week in Waukesha continues with the Nunchucks, punk rock locals.
The Shaw, WAUK.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha, and I'm your host, Don Brown, joined by the mighty Max Martinson on the board, and another running of Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols. And it's my kind of my ode to today's guest, high school punk rock band, the Nunchucks, making punk rock cool again. I suppose it always was, but just wasn't as prominent in the mainstream. And especially with all these, and it impresses me with all these other genres of music that these young men were exposed to today, that they gravitated towards punk. And they did mention they do enjoy the other genres. They listen to a lot of music, and they've been to a lot of concerts, for the exception of Cruise. But Cruise has hit some of the local live entertainment scenes. So, we'll have to be sure to get him out to a concert. It reminds me, at the county fair, I know that Max Inc. Radio will be having an exhibit. I think it's July 18th or 19th. And I mentioned that because my good friend Pat Nettesheim, Waukesha native, one of the founders of Guitars for Vets, has started a new philanthropy, and the name escapes me, and I don't know if it's been officially launched, but it's essentially the Guitar for Vets scenes that's extended to all people that have been exposed to some sort of trauma in their lives, and how music can play a key role in addressing that. And they give out, you know, they give free lessons to these people, to victims of trauma. And so looking forward. So Pat's going to be on the show hopefully soon to talk about that. In those efforts, and really looking forward. It was great catching up with him on the phone, but he remembers, and you guys will appreciate this, Nunchucks, back when downtown Waukesha wasn't doing so great, and you had a lot of boarded up buildings for a lot of local bands. It was great studio space that was cheap or affordable, I should say. And like the Bodines recorded here and some other great bands. And Pat has his hands on a lot of the cutting room floor recordings that never got published. And it's some real cutting edge stuff, real great stuff. And, when he does come on, he's going to try to hopefully share some of that. And I think, Max, you'd have a lot of fun with that, huh?
I think I would. I think that'd be something I would enjoy.
Sounds great. So, hey, Max, I want to thank you again for sharing your insights on what happened in your hometown in Baraboo and shedding some light on that. I know it's not an easy thing to talk about. And, again, my big takeaway is that we could all benefit from some good public relations training, because you may have one intention when you're doing something in public, but the optics could have a different outcome, and one that puts you, yourself and your community in a bad light. And so, especially after the rain and the weather got in the way of your annual circus parade celebration. I know that's another kind of a tough hit to take. So again, I appreciate your sharing your insights on that, Max.
Yeah. And I mean, one more thing I would like to add is,
yeah,
I think the whole community has condolences to the daughter, because obviously this is going to be a moment that she will remember for better or for worse. But
yeah,
the community wants to know that we are proud of her for graduating no matter what occurred that
Sounds
night.
That's good.
So
greatly appreciated. Thanks for that, Max. And, my show, my focus here is on Waukesha, but, you know, I believe in Wisconsin, there is a Wisconsin state of mind that's fairly universal. We got so many great communities. So many Waukesha people spend their summers up north, or people just love traveling or do recreation. And some of my guests also travel the state to see different bands too. So, but guys, I know we're running low. We're running towards the end of the show, and I wanted, you know, what haven't we talked about that you want Waukesha to know about the nunchucks and why they should take a closer look at you? Go ahead, Cruz.
Go ahead.
Take it, Cruz. Oh. Come on, man.
Something we haven't talked. Well, Evan forgot to mention it earlier. We do. So you asked us if we had any like websites or anything.
I was thinking real websites, guys.
Yeah, he was thinking real websites.
Social media is good too.
Yeah, we have social media. We have Instagram. It's the.nunchucks.
Okay.
On Instagram,
that's where we post all of our flyers and stuff.
Yeah, all our shows. Okay. Like any updates? Like good. We had this like posted. I think how long ago?
A month ago.
Yeah,
okay. Usually a month in advance.
Yeah, it's usually like pretty advanced.
So we can learn about your upcoming gigs.
The posts, the posts they're normally not in order, right?
Most of the time they are, but like sometimes not.
Yeah,
but I have a little highlight with all the shows posted on them. So
yeah, we're gonna try to add more.
Do you have a Facebook page?
No, okay. We've been meaning to make one.
Yeah, because I was looking for the nunchucks when I was posting your appearance on this show, and there was a different nunchucks band that came up. So you might have to slug it out with them over ownership, I would imagine. Or who's cooler? we see one of our associates running the farmer's market coming through here. He wishes to remain anonymous, but he's been really great help to have here. So what else? We got 3 minutes. What else should people know about the nunchucks? Why they should take a closer look?
Oh no.
modest and humble to the end. So
I mean,
this is Cruz.
So far, I think like all the shows that we have played, I'd say we got like a fair amount of like compliments, and like for us like just starting out, I feel like we're not doing too bad, especially with the way that we're playing and like everything. And so well, even though, like, I mean, I went to, so the Nunchucks, the band before I joined them, I'm the newest member. Before I joined them, I actually went to their basement show, nice. Where they had their first show at, Jesse's house, actually. And cool. So, I went there with, like, a few of my friends. A lot of people, a few people went there mostly from school, just people that we all knew. And we all went there, and I thought that they were pretty good. And then, some people were joking, like, oh, that's a hit or something like that. They were, like, joking about that. But, I mean, for the most part, like, some of the songs, like, a lot of people, I know me and my friends, the people that I showed up with, we thought that some of the songs were covers that we might have just never heard. But they were really just originals. And so, like, they were, like, pretty good, especially for a band just starting out. And then a little later, they asked me if I wanted to join.
Oh, I felt like we were missing something.
Great. Terrific.
Yeah, and then after I joined, like I got to know like all the songs a little more.
Nice. Now you're the straw that stirs the drink for the nunchucks, right? Only kidding. Hey, so I want to thank again Evan Ben Dixon, Jesse Kellner, Cruz Perez, and Anthony Dzinski, the Nunchucks, Waukesha South punk rock band. Check them out. Check out their pages, especially on Instagram. And thanks for joining me. My guest next week is Alderman Joe Piper and congressional candidate Samuel Denhoff. And then I also have a retired Milwaukee police officer who's got a new podcast out. So it's going to be an exciting week next week. Thanks, everybody, for joining me today. Enjoy this beautiful Saturday. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Go Ramil Mahagav Galer. And check us out. Check out our podcast page, too, to check out on past shows. Mighty Max, glad to have you back. And Amicus, a law review with my good friend James Santel, the Atticus of Waukesha, is next. So thank you again for joining us, and see ya! See ya!
This is The Shaw, WAUK. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin talks about their work to remind voters of candidates' real records, not just their rhetoric.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.